America Dances.
Now that it's been a century since the birth of William Count Basie, it's clear how crucial he was in bringing swing music to full fruition. Basie and the musicians who coalesced around him brimmed with talent, innovation, and genius.
Count Basie and his orchestra coming to you from New York's celebrated famous door club in another program of America Dances, broadcast to Great Britain through the facilities of the British Broadcasting Corporation.
Hi, Dave Radlauer. Welcome to Jazz Rhythm, an exploration of the lore, culture, and personalities of early jazz, and a celebration of Count Basie and the ultimate Kansas City swing band. The best Basie tunes, like that 1 o'clock jump, his official theme song, are based on simple riffs, tossed between the reeds and brass, and carried along by a buoyant rhythm section. The Basie rhythm was superbly streamlined and subtle, yet delivered terrific forward momentum. This live broadcast gives us an idea just how exciting the orchestra was on the bandstand night after night. We'll be right back. Swingin' the Blues, originally written, by the way, for the 1938 Basie Chick Webb Battle of the Bands at the Savoy Ballroom. That live performance, newly issued for the first time in a fabulous 4-CD box set of Basie material ranging from 1936 to 1951, called America's Number One Band, The Columbia Years, from Sony Legacy. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me for a tribute to Count Basie on Jazz Rhythm. Jumping swing, classic blues, and hot jazz, old and new. In this next set of wonderful Basie tunes, Doggin' Around is a perfect example of Basie's piano shorthand and Lester Young's freely flexible melodic impulses. First, though, on Every Tub, we hear all things great about the Basie band: driving, streamlined, four beats to the measure swing, loose head arrangements based on simple riffs, call and response between the brass and reed sections, inspired solo improvisation, especially Lester Young's revolutionary tenor saxophone, and the Basie Orchestra's incomparable dynamic energy and drive. Thank you. Taxi War Dance, Doggin' Around in Every Tub. All embodying the Basie Band's forward-looking aesthetic and techniques of collective composition. Remarkable testaments to the fabulous creativity, drive, and genius collected in the Basie Orchestra, particularly of the late 30s. This is a tribute to Count Basie and his orchestra on Jazz Rhythm. Tenor saxophonist Lester Young was, of course, the star and resident genius of the Basie Band. In the late 30s, he was revolutionizing saxophone with a highly original style that defied the existing rules of jazz instrumentals. Young abandoned the predominant tenor sax style, primarily of Coleman Hawkins, that employed rich overtones, deep vibrato, and was basically harmonically conceived. Instead, Lester focused more on melody, but streamlined it, stripping it down, simplifying, and abbreviating tunes to fit his purpose. His is a light, hollowed-out sound, exploiting a more flexible, dancing rhythmic impulse. And Lester's always doing the unexpected. His choice of notes, melodic intervals, and accents are continually surprising. With Lester, the notes he chooses not to play are as significant as the notes he does. For instance, listen on the famous Lester Leaps In with the Kansas City Five, which is a small unit of the Basie Band, to his economic and unexpected choice of notes, odd harmonic intervals, simplification, and light, almost brass-like sax tone. Thank you. a definitive statement of Lester Young and the Basie Band approach to jazz, the Kansas City Five in 1939, defiantly stating Lester's individuality, his clean, spare line stripping out anything that didn't contribute to a forward-moving, driving swing. One of the secrets of the success of the Basie Band was the rhythm section that supported the soloists and the orchestra. It was simply one of the finest rhythm sections of the swing era. Drummer Joe Jones was spare and economical, just as Basie was on piano. Bassist Walter Page was key in shaping this kind of Kansas City swing, starting in earlier bands where many of these innovations had been earlier worked out. Page was a masterful veteran of the seminal Benny Moten Orchestra and his own legendary Blue Devils. Big One, as he was called, was a behind-the-scenes architect of the radically new Basie approach to rhythm. Page's unique approach retained the spontaneity of small band jazz within a large band context, and this was radical. One of his key insights was restraint. Page instructed the rhythm section to bring the volume down but keep the intensity up. This offered dynamic range and created a space for the blending of the rhythm instruments almost sounding as one, while creating more room for the band's remarkable soloists and sections. Walter Page also encouraged continually shifting the rhythm to counterpoint and support the horns and soloists. Contrasts in the rhythm patterns emphasize the various transitions and shifting colors of the front lines, creating a highly flexible support system for the band's powerhouse brass and reed sections. Perfect examples are the 1940 Tickle Toe, Lester Young in the reed section playing the melody line in unison eighth notes. And then on Lester Leaps Again, check out the way Lester and the Basieites streamline the music to fluidly generate a propulsive four-beat rhythm. Thank you. terrific. Small band recordings and landmarks in the history of jazz, the Kansas City Five. Lester Young with the Count Basie Rhythm Section on Jazz Rhythm. This is the first of four Basie shows, each highlighting various aspects of the band's brilliant innovations, such as Basie's piano style, the band's vocalists, the brilliant rhythm section, and their origins in the Kansas City music scene. And like later this hour, you'll be hearing more never previously issued, rare and live performances and broadcasts of the world's greatest swing band. There's more about jazz, Lester Young, Count Basie, and other giants of jazz at the Jazz Rhythm website, www.jazzhot.bigstep.com. Promotional support is provided by the Mississippi Rag. Information on this monthly publication about legendary and contemporary giants of traditional jazz and ragtime is at mississippirag.com. Just ahead is Page and the Devil, which is basically a blues by another small version of the band without even Basie's piano. Lester Young got a really peculiar tone through the unusual choice of a metal-bodied clarinet. First, though, if Kansas City swing has a theme song, it's the Moton Swing.